Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Eva Rosenberg is here, too. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Early next year, we'll celebrate her 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. TaxMama.com is the place to go to find out all you need to know about small business taxes, and she's our dear friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, and Merry Christmas and all of that.
Yeah, Merry Happy to you, too.
And I understand that you are going to be broadcasting on Christmas Day.
As I always do.
As you always
I'll be right
do.
Here. I'll be right here tomorrow, live and in person on Christmas Day. We always do a live Christmas show, and I was telling the audience earlier in the show, Eva, I started broadcasting in November, like a week before Thanksgiving. So I did the Thanksgiving Day show live, and I looked around, nobody else was doing the live show, and then I did the Christmas live, and nobody else was doing it. And they said, "Why did you do that?" And I said, "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to."
And see, you haven't gotten any smarter in all these
years.
I
don't know how to change. I'm kind of that way, though, Eva. If I start something, I don't know how to stop. Do you? Are you like that?
Yeah, very focused. And it's a sad thing, but you know what?
Well,
it's one way to become successful.
Well, just like the show. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. They're going to have to just come in here and scrape me off the floor or something, I guess, one day. I'll just fall over. You know, and because I don't know how to stop doing stuff. Small business owners are like that.
Eva, you do this every day of your life.
I hope I do too, and it might be sooner than you think. So, but small business owners are like that, aren't we, Eva?
We are. We love what we do.
We show up, don't we?
We show up. That's the first rule of life.
We're all in, and so speaking of showing up and making sure that we get the most for our effort. What are some year-end thoughts that you got for us that we should try to keep up with on with regard to tax planning? We still have time to do some things, don't we?
We do. And first of all, the first thing you really have to do is, and I know I've said this before, get your bookkeeping done.
Right.
There is no way to figure out what to do unless Mm-mm. you know where you stand.
That's right.
And this year I'm seeing from a lot of people, they're doing better than they have in the past, and they're surprised.
Huh.
So
yep.
You need to know what your profits are. You still have time to establish a retirement plan that you can fund later on when you file your tax return next year. For instance, a solo 401k could be really valuable because but you have to open it before December 31st. You can fund it until October 15th if you don't file until then.
Mm-hmm. But you
and
have to, you have
borrow
to fit,
from it.
But you have. But that's assuming you don't have employees, though, right? You can't do that if you have
a solo 401k, not if you have employees.
Right.
But you can open it. Well, it's too late to open a simple for this year.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get it started for next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there are
the simple
still
one is the one you do if you have employees.
It's one of the ones you can do if you have employees. And it lets the employees contribute, and you contribute up to 3% of their wages.
Right.
Well worth it to keep good people.
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
would you not want to keep your great people?
Right. That's well said.
So
this is also
the time to do that thing that we do at the end of the year where we buy a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Congress do for us this year?
They gave us a big Christmas present by not only finally renewing the 2015 Section 179 direct expensing, but they made it permanent.
Finally.
Yeah.
Do you know how bad that has been for the economy all
awful.
These years?
It's been awful.
People haven't been able to put the money into the economy because they didn't know if they would get a deduction.
Well, even this year, I mean, even though they finally did a good thing with the reform, they still waited till the middle of December to do it, meaning we only had 2 weeks to make a decision and get the stuff in service.
Yeah, and you know, now that the limit is permanently set
at $500,000
yeah. with inflation adjustments in the future,
mm-hmm.
now that we have that, if you're going to spend that much money and put it in the economy this year, you're not going to have time to receive the things
right.
and put them into service.
Well, unless you can, unless you've been working with your vendors. And they've got it, you know, they've kind of been anticipating this like they've done every year, and you might be able to. So good luck on that. We're going to be right back with Eva Rosenberg and talk some more about some things that you can do this year and get started on next year. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.